Mr. Lester, Real 8. We were talking about this incident near the mines where you've been acting as a jock column. And you were saying...
tremendous number of ships with very few sheep would be in the vicinity of that part of the day. It was getting on evening time, I don't know the exact time, and strangely, nobody bothered them and they never bothered anybody. So this problem drove down in the ship. He had a sense to check up on the natives once, and they were sending with Arabs. But of course, he couldn't speak Arabic, and they possibly could speak English, but couldn't. So he just carried on. And he said he was going to remain in sight, but he didn't come back in half an hour. So I went back up to the mine. There was nobody in authority there at all, goodness knows that. Apparently, at this time the CEO had gone to see new ground crew or go on a different front to be attached to somebody else, which happened from time to time again. The quartermaster had gone with him, and the MTO wasn't necessarily you've got to see the family always might be up to play. And so it left, as I said, the officers that were left to run out with the company and other companies. Further north, there's no saying the MTOs. In fact, there's no MTOs at all, particularly the time when I got back to the other night. And the sentries that were supposed to be on the entrance to the mine were there, and the one on the point of the top of the mine were all playing cards in the house. And as we got through the door, there was a top brass door up there. And the strangest thing, it was a big idea, and the brigade made MPs, sergeants, and God knows what they did, or four vehicles, and we wanted to know who was in charge and what was going on, and everybody looked at everybody else, and we said, who's the senior man? And they all looked at me and pointed to me. I had given an account of what was happening to me, or what had happened and where everybody was, and we were looking away about how the sun's family was, and he says, I've got a dozen of these people there. Might have to assert themselves, he said, and where are the uncertainties? And I said, I've just come back and I don't know where they're going. So I tied up and stayed at the post with them and I should go into this. Wasn't satisfactory state of affairs, etc., etc. And just as we were about to go away, the corporal had gone off. He came up. The Irish Emperor's with him in the front, and a couple of officers and some NCOs and men come with the back like sardines, and they unloaded and forward, and Brigadier approached the scene with the officers, and the Irish Emperor put the old wheel on the officers up there, and I gave him a quick resume, and he went berserking. However, some charges of influence is how he did the best of his life, and he took it from there. What got out of the country,
Where the colonel had been reconnoitred. Did you have any idea of the overall picture at all?
Well, we knew that by then the tide was turning off. We really sort of just walked up, met certain points of die-hard resistance, but by and large, the Germans were getting the signal that the ice guys were out with all together because they got hammered on the aircraft in front, and the field of the United Kingdom in our area where only two guys had to put their hands in there.
What did you think of the way the Germans were equipped? Did you think they were better equipped? Things like the 88, that sort of...
Oh, they were. The only trouble was, this is just my view, I'm not a military tactician, but I think the only trouble was, the phenomenon was, he, I thought he was a general, but he moved too far too fast to end of the supplies. Phil in particular, to keep his onslaught going, you know, he stretched himself to the limit.
What about their weaponry, though? The tanks and their guns?
The tanks were not all that, the 88 was
You actually knew about the 88 at the time, didn't you?
Yeah, it's a big part of the tank warfare, because they have less tanks actually than they had, but they create firepower happening. Then again, for a long time, they had air superiority as well.
But not when you were there.
Not by the time we got up to towards two of us, you
What kind of terrain were you fighting on? I mean, was it what sort of?
Some of it was quite good. The coastal strip was good.
It wouldn't be desert, is there?
No, just out patches further inland. But some of it was virtually farmland. Yeah. and ended up by the structures and delivered to the hospital as well. Survival was very stark.
And what was your job in action? I mean, you know, the MT section. I mean, you were in charge of the bikes mainly, but what was your general role?
I was double up on things. I was supposed to be looking after the bikes, which I did to a large extent, and this was quite a lot. And I did the trains from there. I was driving the CEOs. When he was, he had all his gear in there. When he was usually taking the road out of the driving the back.
So you drove his backup vehicle, in a sense?
And I survived over the top of the plane, I said.
Do you remember his name?
Yeah, I knew him. I believe he's still alive. I hope he was good. He finished up the major.
What was distinctive about his character?
He was just unstoppable. Lady rose from the ranks, typically crafty port passes, but good yoga, but it's not good, you know.
And when you drove him, would you help him? I mean, was that all you did, or would you just drive him about where he told you to?
Just went about where he told me to go. This was the case.
And what sort of things would you do with him? What would he be doing?
Well, visiting companies,
in a Jeep. What about when you were driving the Hummer? Would you come into much contact with it? I think it was. Would it be Preston by then? We'll leave it. Because he'd taken over by then from the other chap. How did he compare initially, you know? Had he taken over when you arrived, or was that afterwards?
No, afterwards. Where was the when I
got back? What kind of an impact? Because he's quite well known in the regiment, isn't he? In the battalion.
Well, it was forceful figure. Good tactician and a quite inspiring leader. He was never one of the chaps that probably was a little disappeared. He stayed there very important, you know what I mean? He was thought of very highly by the next five.
More so than the previous chap.
Yeah.
So part of it was that he cared for his men. So it was getting easier as the German resistance began to give way.
Oh, yes, and because by then, most of us, but certainly the ones that were taking care of all the time. Hardened, you might say, you know, they were less likely to flop it anyway.
What's the next thing you remember then? You did some, there were a couple of assault landing exercises.
Yes.
Do you remember them? What? Did you have any special training as MT or? What were the waterproof and procedures?
I didn't think it was very effective. The
What was the name of the MT officer at the time? Had it, you got the new one by then, had you? And what was he like? So, yeah, I mean, you've given an idea. You might. Did you get on with him? It sounds like you had a bit of trouble. What was wrong, do you think? What type of thing? I mean,
well, as I said, we didn't hear anybody but himself. But we talked to this later on.
Okay, did he pick on you, or was it just...
Well, it did to a certain extent, I think, that I was forced to do this. I always say to him, the support of the Dr. Clarkmaster,
That was Newman. What about your sergeant? What was he like? Because the gypsy one had gone by then, I presume. He was too old. But did you remember who you got instead? He'd be... Was there anything else about the training while you were a berserker?
Not really, as I said, more or less a relaxed sort of time. It was a waiting time.
So you didn't know it was Italy at the time? You knew about the Sicily landing, so in July.
Yeah.
What were they like? So, who else is that? Would be the transport for the whole brigade, would it, or was it just yours? So you were separated from the rest of the battalion, were you? As transport sector. And anything else, anything about, was it American crewed? It was an American ship. Did you come in contact with them at all? What did you think? You hadn't had any of that on the British transport, then? So where did you sleep? Was that because you were in case of submarines or? So you'd sleep on the deck, would you sleep in the cabs or just? Where else if not?